Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is John Lester. John Lester is a community builder and fintech provider. He has led projects and teams from startups to Fortune 100 companies, and his background includes neuroscience, cryptocurrencies, metaverse, and NFT development. John is an active member of leading NFT projects where he pioneers the use of NFTs in virtual words, fashion, decentralized identity, artist collectives, and fractionalized IP governance. Well, good afternoon, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Great to be here. Thanks.
Absolutely. This is exciting. And John, I know we just talked about podcasts getting me going every single day, but I want to talk to a little bit of the excitement in my voice today is around blockchain, crypto, that sort of thing. And that's what we're going to dive in here today. But I appreciate your time. And we're going to jump right into these questions, John. You've got quite the career in technology, an entrepreneur, board member. Now you're the VP of operations at Onero. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I have a strange long career where I tend to dive into things that fascinate me. And my career started in healthcare, actually, working as working in the neurology department at Massachusetts General Hospital, doing research in neuroscience. And throughout my career, what I always focused on was really just what excited me and what I saw interesting at the intersections of areas. And so when I was at Mass General, and the web was starting to take off, I saw really interesting things happening around the intersection of people, communities of people, and distributed networks on the internet. So ways that people could connect directly with each other and share information and share support. And that's what inspired me to start, you know, to change my course over the years, getting more into medical informatics and eventually into, you know, distributed networks and educational systems for communities of people online. And that's what brought me into the crypto space when I discovered Bitcoin, you know, the idea of these decentralized networks. So, you know, there's no secret, I think it's really, you know, it sounds trite, but you should always follow what is fascinating to you. And I would say the trick is to figure out exactly what fascinates you. You know, realize where the sweet spot is for you. For me, it was always this intersection of communities of people who were connecting with each other and being able to interact with each other through decentralized networks, and find these categories and then just look for the, you know, the potential for innovation in these categories and where these categories intersect with other categories. Because the most innovative stuff always happens at the borders of things where they touch other things. And that's always been a good place for me in terms of finding what I should be working on next.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. And like you, I have a strong background in healthcare on the tech side, of course, but I love this. I love your transition, and absolutely right. This is the field to get in nowadays. And you and I both, I feel we've really hit the gold mine as far as the tech and the excitement around it. So John, switching questions, talk to us about your cryptocurrency Endow and what makes it stand out from the rest.
Sure. So it was about 3 or 4 years ago. And a bunch of folks who were, you know, very much into Bitcoin got together. And we're thinking about, you know, what could you do to make a cryptocurrency different from Bitcoin and more of a long-term store of value without these crazy fluctuations, you know, in the short term, like you would see with Bitcoin spiking up and down, and to create a cryptocurrency that had an adaptive monetary policy. So one that's not fixed in stone like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is great, and what it is, you know, it is what it is, and it's fantastic. But the idea was, what if you could design a cryptocurrency that was self-aware, that was aware of the demand in the market, and could adjust monetary policy in terms of incentives and disincentives to help keep it more of a, you know, the goal of it being buoyant, right? Being able to rise over time, but be resistant to these wild fluctuations in the short term. So it'd be more of a sort of friendlier, gentler cryptocurrency, right? For the average person, you know, who wants to, who isn't a day trader, right? And the other thing that we thought of back then was, well, you know, how about creating this idea of a cryptocurrency that just grows as you hold it in your wallet based on, yields, the idea of building yields into this monetary policy system, right? So, and again, this was before, I mean, everyone talks about yields now. This was before DeFi when we were designing this. And so we were like, yeah, if you hold it in your wallet, you don't have to do anything complicated. It automatically is staked. And if you lock your endow for a period of time, you get a higher yield rate. You know, like currently, if you lock your endow for 3 years, you get 25% yield per annum. So that was the idea back then. And we were really early. You know, no one was talking about yields. No one was thinking about this. What happened over the years was, you know, things like stable coins came out, and endow is not a stable coin at all. Endow is backed by a real world endowment, which is invested in various assets, right? And the endowment is there to support the floor price, to prevent the floor price from ever going below a certain point in the mathematical formula. So there's a bonding curve where endow is only released when there's enough demand, and endow is bought back by the endowment if it ever reaches a floor price. And there's also disincentives to prevent people from selling, or to just disincentivize them from selling when the price is getting close to this floor price. And that includes, you know, paying things like we have something called SIB, which is a fee that is automatically applied to when you're transferring your endow to an exchange. So if you're sending it to an exchange account to sell it, you'll notice that the fees go, the percentage of the fees goes higher the closer endow is to this floor price. So that's a disincentive to sell it. So all of this is wrapped together, comes into, you know, if you have to sum up what endow is, it's an adaptive cryptocurrency that has very simple yield generating mechanisms. You just have to hold endow in your wallet app. And that's, you know, that's really it in a nutshell. And again, the challenge we had was, you know, we're very early, you know, and we have our own blockchains based on Tendermint consensus engine. And, you know, we just think it's a very exciting cryptocurrency for people who don't feel comfortable with the wild ups and downs that you typically see in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and others.
That's awesome. And I love you going through in detail and how endow is really unique and how it was developed and the concept behind it. So I appreciate the share on that, John. And John, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one thing that we just recently released and that we're working on the next version of is the endow NFT Forge, right? So right, NFTs, everyone's thinking about them, right? And a lot of what's happening right now are really just early experimentations and what the potential is for NFTs. You know, NFTs are about a lot more than just digital pictures. They're about identity. They're about membership tokens. They're about ways of digitizing physical world things like documents in physical world, deeds and things like that. And so what we did is we developed this platform, the Endow NFT Forge, that allows you to easily mint NFTs. And we've released it initially with minting on Polygon chain because we like Polygons. The gas fees are much cheaper, and it's an up and coming chain for NFTs. And true to our philosophy around endows, we made it as simple as possible for content creators, right? So you don't have to figure out how to create a smart contract or anything like that. The NFT Forge allows you to easily just go through and walk through creating an NFT. You can attach your media. Your NFT can be, you know, not just necessarily a picture. It could be documents. It could be a video, whatever. And also during the process, we walk the content creators through the ability to attach documentation that makes it very clear how they want to, what are the copyright terms for this, right? Because one of the challenges we see in the NFT space with artists is artists create NFTs and they don't really make it clear, and they don't have the opportunity to make it clear how they want people to be able to, you know, use the intellectual property around their NFTs. So around digital rights management, we think NFTs have so much potential. So we built this NFT Forge. And currently you can mint the fees for minting and the royalties you receive are all in Polygon, you know, in Matic, the native coin of the Polygon chain. But the next version that's coming out is you'll be able to pay your minting fees and receive royalties in NDAO denominations, right? In the NDAO cryptocurrency. And we think that's really special because when you talk to artists, they want to focus on creating content. They want to focus on their art, right? On their craft, on their creations. And they want to receive money and make a living doing this, but they don't want to have to focus on the, you know, the financial instruments and focus on the details of the money. They want it to be as easy as possible. So by receiving rewards in NDAO, you can have your rewards automatically go into your royalties, automatically go into your wallet app and automatically start earning yields. Right. So, you know, so your NDAO is growing in your wallet app, which, you know, isn't something that would happen if you receive your royalties in Polygon or Ethereum. So so that's really the big, you know, the exciting thing that we're working on. We think that, you know, NDAO is a very simple financial instrument that allows you to easily generate yields. It's something that's attractive to in particular people who are artists who are creating NFTs. And again, we just like the idea of, you know, having developed a platform that is true to the philosophy of NDAO, which is keep it simple, right? Make it accessible and usable by the average person, not just cryptocurrency experts.
That's awesome. I love how you again walk through in detail some of the things that make this your particular crypto unique, and I really do like it. And there's a little bit of control in there, so it's not like your traditional cryptos that, as you see, there's a lot of volatility with those. So
yeah,
John, switching to the last question here today, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or operations?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I think it would really, it kind of comes back to what I first started talking about at the idea of intersections, right? You know, things don't spring forth from nothing. You know, maybe back in the early days, you know, like when people were inventing things like the wheel, right? You know, people just sort of made something completely on their own. But it's all about the intersection of different technologies, you know, the availability of different technologies, the functionality of new technologies intersecting with each other. Classic example, look at the iPhone, right? The reason the iPhone was able to be created was because of advancements at that particular time that intersected between the intersection between, you know, multi-touch screen technology, powerful battery technology, wireless internet technology, right? And all that stuff intersected and allowed the iPhone to become an amazing product, an amazing new a new market entirely. So if you're looking to grow your career, look for opportunities that are at these types of intersections. You know, like look at, you know, for example, like when NDAO was, you know, the intersection of the power of cryptocurrency plus the need for average people to be able to have a financial instrument that's not too complex and that does things that are a lot better than just the money sitting in their bank account, you know, bleeding away because of inflation. Look at companies and look at potential projects that sit at these intersections. And that's why I get very excited about cryptocurrency these days in general, because there's so many things intersecting with it right now, right? I mean, if you look at NFTs, that's a whole intersection of things like tokenized assets and digital securities and art, you know, there's a whole intersection of challenges around art that are going to be potentially solved by NFTs, in particular things around provenance, you know, tracing the history of how art moves between people's hands. And if you have any expertise in the art world, you know that provenance is a huge deal in the art world. And so the challenge is with these intersections, typically the people in these different areas, like they're not aware of what's happening in the other areas. You know, the people who are deep in the art world, I don't think fully understand what's happening in the NFT space. And if you're looking to grow your career, be a bridger, be someone who helps bring those intersections together and explain to the people who are domain experts in those different areas, how all these pieces come together, you know, explain this, you know, that's what, you know, Steve Jobs did with the iPhone, right? He was able to bring together all these different technologies and work with the people who are experts in those different domains to create the iPhone. So I think that's the, if you're looking to grow your career, you want to be at the cutting edge of where innovation is actually happening, not just being talked about, but being developed. And I think that's the, I think that's the trick. That's the trick.
Thank you for sharing, John. I certainly do appreciate it. Those are some great gems, and I can't wait to get this published out to the world. So, John, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.